Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, A Wonderful Approach. This is your host, Mama Seven, and I am so glad to be doing radio today. Today is Wednesday, right? It's our day that we work on our shrines, we work on ourselves, we work on our prayers, but it's also the day directly after our 30-day fast. So for those that have been fasting 31 days, amen, hallelujah, congratulations. Oh, my goodness. This has been a journey. I've had the opportunity of speaking with quite a few people and asking them, what did you get up and fast? What did you learn new about yourself? What did you have to go back and reevaluate? And there were some very interesting responses. You know, we got to learn very interesting responses. And a lot of times we focus on the negative. Well, I wasn't perfect on this day. Well, on that day, you know, I overslept the prayers. I couldn't wake up and eat. Or, you know, there's all kinds of little things that get us and keep us caught up in the negative, right? So I wanted to take today to celebrate the positives. Now, wish you could see me now. I'm doing a little curtsy, you know, a positive curtsy. I wish that we could spend more time celebrating those things that are good, those things that are wonderful, those things that we've worked hard on, kind of a way to give yourself a pat on the back, you know, a way to set examples for the little ones that are coming right behind us, that are fasting and getting that work in. And so, you know, we are here doing the work. They are there watching the work. And this is life. This is what we do. This is what we will do. So today is one of those pop your collar days, you know. These are the days that we intentionally say, hey, look, good job. And not just good job to myself. We never, ever, ever, ever do this. And we have to stop and take some time to do it, because if we don't do it, no one will. And really, it sends a bad example to the little ones if we don't. And I know you're like, Mom Seven, how can it be a bad example for the children? Well, what would you do if someone told you, I got some work for you, we're going to work, 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 work. And you're like, okay, I got that, work. Okay, and then some more work. It's like, ugh, and there's some more work, and there's some more work behind that. There's some more work behind that, yeah. What if somebody, all they did was work? All they did was push you to work. How happy would you be with that? And so this is why we have to take this time to say, you know, yes, we got our work in, but also we also get our joy in. We get our celebrating in. We get all of our wonderfuls in, too. So we kind of have to make a joyful noise tonight, family. We're going to have to really sit there and kind of pat yourself on the back, say, hey, I did it. And a lot of people, what I've heard is, yeah, I did it, and I'm ready to do it again. You know, next year I'm going to be even better. I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to have more positive days than negative. You know, I want to hear how we did better with our swear jars. You know, because I got some really fat swear jars last year. You know, I want to know, hey, what was it like this year? You know, did we do a whole lot better? Were we able to maintain ourselves? So that's what the show tonight's going to be about. Last week's show was about the fast. Why so much about the fast? Well, this fast has been dominating our life, okay? It really, really has. We have been spending every minute of this, every minute. And so this is, and it takes a minute to kind of wrap your hands around it. So last week we spoke about what I learned during devotions, okay? And if you missed the show, you can go into A Wonderful Approach Facebook page, or you can go to awonderfulapproach.com, and you can listen to the show. Get a good understanding as to what people learn, where the focus was, and what types of things were keeping us motivated throughout, okay? But today we're going to celebrate. We are going to celebrate. We're going to pop the collars. We're going to get happy. We're going to be joyful. We're going to do all those fun, positive things. Why? Because it's needed. So don't hesitate. If you fasted one day, just one, if you were able to follow the list, you know, if you were able to get that swear jar lower than it was the year before, if you had one of your fast buddies say something inspiring to you, if you, you know, no matter what you did, call in, press one, share in the excitement, share in the accomplishment, you know, share in our gift baskets. Remember, all of this was about God. You know, I would love to tell you it was about a competition and there was a winner in the middle. And no, not quite. All of this was about God. All of this was about how wonderful I can create a place, a space, a moment where I'm focusing my energy on God. How wonderful is it for me to stop and to create a space where I am actively, very actively, working on positive things for God, which always, as we found out, turn into positive spaces for me. So that's what we're going to be doing tonight, family. All we're going to be doing is pressing one, sharing the good news, you know, being happy with and for each other, which is another thing too, okay? If we are each other's true brothers and sisters, okay? And, you know, when I say brother so-and-so and sister so-and-so, I mean that sincerely. And so when we have these terminologies of love and appreciation for each other, I want to celebrate you. I want to hear the good stuff. I want to feel the energy and all that good stuff. During this fast, I want to say 20 out of the 30 days that we fasted, I had someone out of the blue reach out to me and just share good news with me. I mean, I had one lady followed my son out of the store to tell me her good news. And when she came out, I was like, you know, I'm thinking to myself, Lord, what did this boy do? Why is she coming outside the store? You know what I'm saying? And she came out the store just to tell me her good news. Let me know. It's going to happen. I'm going to be okay. And remember what we talked about? And, I mean, it was so wonderful to be in the middle of her excitement. And, of course, Talib is like, oh, my goodness, she's following me outside. But, you know, sharing in everyone's good news, giving them those words of encouragement, allowing them to feel your positivity is such an important part of being community. See, A Wonderful Approach is a community. We are here with and for each other. And as we're here with and for each other, we're building, we're growing, we're developing, we're doing all these things. But every now and again, we have to stop and see where we are, and then be able to build and grow from there. So I don't want my adults to, don't get shy now. I want my adults to feel free and call and to say, hey, look, this is what we're doing. This is what I did. This is how I feel about it, you know. And also, you know, share if you got plans for next year, you know. But this is the beginning part of our of what we do. That was my pause. Sorry. But, you know, I really, 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 really want to hear from my people. I want you to share, and I'm going to be sharing. So, as always, I will start off. Oh, And for all my new people on the line, if you'd like to share, or even if you wanted to ask a question, all you have to do is press 1. That lets me know on the switchboard that you would like to speak, okay? So for me, I had, everybody knows I do the morning devotional, which I absolutely love. I enjoy reaching out to people in those beginning stages and, you know, allowing a praise to God to be the first thing that we do. And so I loved that. But it was challenging. It was physically challenging having to wake up the whole extra hour early and everything else like that. And every day that I did it, I'm like, whew, that's one more day that I didn't oversleep. I was so worried about oversleeping the entire time that I set 15 million alarms. I did so much to try to make sure that I was going to be ready because I didn't want to disappoint anybody. And I knew not only am I getting up, there's tons of people that are getting up with me. They're sharing with me. And so I was like, it really, really, I was not paranoid, but I spent a lot of time trying to plan, trying to think about it. So, yeah, that was my thing. And I feel so honored and blessed that I didn't have to worry about not waking up. Woke up 30 days. And some of those days I only had 2 or 3 hours of sleep. I was still able to get up. And I was like, I know this is the grace of God because there's no way that my almost 50-year-old body could get up. So, yeah, that was me. That was my, in my opinion, my blessing. That was my blessing. That was my thing that I looked forward to. That was my aha moment. That's how I knew that God was working with me and that I was doing something that God really wanted me to do, okay? I have a caller that would like to, that has pressed 1. I'm going to say hello. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Hello. My name is Talib, and this is my second year doing the fast, and it was difficult the first few weeks, but after time went on, it got easier.
Awesome. Yes, this is your second fast. You know, I take a lot of pride in you fasting because this is such an adult thing to do. You know, we can't get our young people ready soon enough to start taking on some real responsibilities. So I'm so glad that you made the sacrifice. So do you think you'll be able to do it again?
Probably.
Well, let me tell you, as you are moving definitely into adulthood, which you are at all of 16 years old next year, I am going to be expecting you to be doing a full fast. You know, I think everyone on the line has ramped up their fast. No one started on one level and they stayed there. Every year it was like, how can I increase myself? How so? And this year you had to do a little more pushing. And next year you can expect a little more pushing. But you should feel very, very proud of your accomplishment, Tyler, because, you know, fasting ain't easy, and fasting with me definitely is not easy because we wake up and rip and run and go all kind of places, and I'm still expecting you to fast. What is it like being maybe possibly one of the only ones that you may know your age doing something like this?
Not really that different because, well, one, I'm being forced to do this. And no
okay.
one else is being forced to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I mean, it doesn't make you feel differently knowing that you have higher expectations on you?
Not really.
Okay. All right. Well, look, Talib Abdullah, I appreciate your time and energy and effort. Thank you for calling in. Is this your first time calling into the radio?
I've called in before.
Okay. All right. Sharing and giving us that encouragement. You know, Talib can do it whether he's forced to or not. I'm sure we all can do it. And so thank you for allowing us to see your example and all of your hard work. I know it was hard work because I was right there with you. And some days were touch and go. Some days I let you sleep in a little longer because I knew you were hungry. You know, you're tired and everything else like that. But I really do appreciate the effort. Okay, honey?
Okay.
All right, peace.
Okay.
From the mouth of babes, okay? We get to hear the fast idea. I'm glad you called in and pressed one because we got a chance to see and hear something. Something that he said was, you know, I asked, how does it feel being the only one? Really, all of us, even though we had each other, we were still really the only ones. We were the only ones to probably at our jobs. We were the only ones maybe in our house, you know. I had a couple of houses where I had one or two, but that's rare. Usually we were really the only ones. And so that means you're by yourself in the work. You know, like Talib had the benefit of having someone wake him up for breakfast, have some breakfast ready some days, you know, have the famous coffee ready and all this other good stuff. But what happens when you're by yourself? You know, sometimes when you're by yourself, you may feel as if your accomplishments don't get noted. You may feel as if the hard work that you're putting forward, that no one sees it. Because you're like, I'm by myself. No one is going to really notice, you know, if I break my fast on time. No one's going to notice if I'm, you know, no matter what I'm doing, you know, I'm alone. And so it was so good to hear that, you know, that no, I don't really feel by myself. And one of the reasons why Talib may not feel like that is because I'm here, his brother. You know, he sees an example of this in his regular day. And that's what our fast buddies are supposed to be doing. I hope everybody takes a moment just because the fast is over. And this is not just about the fast. This is about anything that you do in the name of God that you do well and that you do, you know, positively and with a lot of effort, okay? But, you know, I hope everyone takes a minute and reaches out to those fast buddies and say, hey, look, thank you for getting me over a hump or two. Thank you for helping me manage through these difficult times. You know, thank you for just being available, you know, giving me a place to put that energy. You know, I know a couple of people that you're supposed to have two fast buddies, but the way they were working, they had five or six people that they were managing, they were keeping track of. They were saying prayers for, they were saying prayers with. And that's really how you go about having a fast buddy. You assist them. And sometimes, you know, those relationships, I have people who have, you know, years of a more intense, more in-depth relationship with their fast buddy because I have helped you through something. I helped you accomplish this. Your accomplishment is my accomplishment. And we're going to work together and build something really good and beautiful and positive together. That is an accomplishment. That is celebrating you, okay? So I thank Talib for calling in, and I think he may be our youngest faster, although Dakota, he does his own little variations of the fast, too. And Ben Fasten, he can brag. Since he's about 3 years old, mom's putting stipulations in place. And I'm like, I know that's right. I know that's right. And you're like, how can a three-year-old fast? He's going to have to sacrifice the McDonald's fries. He's going to have to sacrifice that soda he may like. You know, there's all kinds of – when I fast, and Talib will tell you, when everybody fast, everybody got to feel it. Everybody has to make adjustments for it. That's adding power to my fast. When you get people to help you, that's blessings that they get. And so this is why we have to have this moment, celebrating you. In celebrating, I want to talk about, and a wonderful approach has heard me speak about this great Ianifa named Ia Oshun Monife Balewa. She turned all of 90 Oshun priestess, okay? And when I say she's an Oshun priestess, I mean she will choke you with that Oshun, okay? It is so strong, and she is so, I would say, latida, you know what I'm saying? She is just so, ooh. And she had her 90th birthday April 24th. Oh, my goodness. People came from as far as California, all over California, Florida, Texas, New York, of course, Atlanta, South Carolina, North Carolina. They came. They saw. She was royally spoiled and, you know, shown an awesome time, shown love by beautiful godchildren that she's had, you know, for decades of service and love to her, right? And they came to celebrate her. They came to celebrate life, to celebrate love, to celebrate Oshun's blessings, to celebrate and share in all of those wonderful things. And, of course, she deserves it. I will never forget. Now she's 90. I will never forget 10 years ago when she said she wanted to go back to school and get her degree in, I think it was in counseling, okay? And I was like, yeah, you 80 years old. What in the world do you want with a degree? And she was like, oh, so I'm old, don't mean I don't need to learn stuff? And I'm like, no, I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying, yeah, 80 years old. And she was like, watch me. Yeah, I went back to school, got her AA in counseling. And when she did that, I was like, 80? You know, I'm hoping to make it to that. You know, and then, you know, just I'm just trying to make it there. I don't know what my brain going to be like. I don't know what my patience is going to be like. I don't know anything. I'm just trying to make it there. And she's making it there and making big strides and changes in her life because she wants to. She said, I always wanted to. And I'm like, okay. And during her program, I would call her and be like, hey, how's that studying coming? And she was like, ooh, my hand cramping up, all this writing. And I bought her a tape recorder. I was one of the little tape recorders, and I was like, yeah, try this. And she started taping her lessons, and she said it made all the difference in the world. She didn't have to worry about writing it. She could just tape it and listen to it. And when you see examples like that of people that are, like, determined to live the kind of life they want to live, you kind of have to step back and be like, whoa, she did that. She did all of that. And so that is one of those celebrating you, you know, factors. Less than a month ago, she got to celebrate her 90th birthday and be surrounded by loved ones. That's how to live. See, when you know and you live this good, righteous life, you can sit back and say, I want a 90th birthday and mean it. I want my brain to be sharp enough to think about going to school at 80. So celebrating you, these are more opportunities that we have to celebrate each other, because a celebration into Ia is a celebration into womanhood. It's a celebration into the spiritual life and the Orisha lifestyle. You know, celebrating Ia is celebrating, you know, academic excellence. She is a master reader. She is the one that taught me how to read and was so demanding on my proficiency in the Odus and into my learning. And she has written many books. You know, she really, really is that. And she was very fundamental in not just teaching me to read, but teaching me the importance of accurate, precise reading, teaching me the importance of being able to tap in to that other dimension of understanding to gather information, and teaching me the responsibility that comes with that. Iamonife was that one. So celebrating her is a celebration into all of those things. I love it. I love it. What a wonderful example we have in her. And that is one of those celebrating you moments, okay? So we may not have made accomplishments like that, but there are accomplishments that we have done, that we have made, things that we need to be working on. And honestly, even the things we may have tried and been unsuccessful in, you know, if you got a little bit, sometimes even knowing that that's not the right answer, it's part of the answer. I know you're like, Mama Seven, what does that mean? So you mean to tell me that knowing what not to do can be just as important as knowing what to do? Yes, it is. Yes, it absolutely is. And we're going to be spending time next week going over some of the spiritual do's and don'ts. But guess what? Some of these don'ts you discover actually by doing them. And then you realize, oh, snap, maybe that's not the right way. And if we can get that information and share that information, then we can be a whole lot more successful, and we'll have a whole lot more celebrating you. We'll have a whole lot more things to say, hey, look, I made it through this. Let me be this good example right here. Let me be the one to say, let me be the one to tell women, hey, when you get to this point and you can say, I've made it through, celebrate that. Celebrate it. You know, one thing, we have a wonderful approach birthdays today. We have both Solomon and Lotus. They share a birthday. And I know I was having, you know, Mother's Day floats, but I had Solomon on Mother's Day. And so it's only right, only right. So I want to say happy birthday to those two. But I also want to say, you know, thinking about parenting, once you get to a certain point as you're doing your parenting, you need to sit back and say, hey, you did that. You did that. You get to celebrate the hard work that you've put in. Solomon turning 22, Lord, words cannot express how happy I am, how proud as a mother I am to see him continuing to grow, to see more and more of me in him, slash more and more of himself. You know, it's like me with a twist. I'm like, okay. But I'm seeing that hard work come through, seeing those interpersonal skills come through. I'm seeing some high-level decision-making. You know, he's definitely not making the same mistakes he made as a child. Thank goodness. Thank goodness. And I'm sure Sister Makita, Lotus's mom, would look and say, oh, no. I can see this growth in my child. I can see that growth. Whatever it may be, I'm sure she would say it. You know, once we get to this point, us mamas need to sit back and pop our collars a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of strange and it's hard because sometimes no one else will pop it. You know, I'm both of these beautiful Taurus children, you know, are spiritually inclined, you know, 3, 4, 5 generations down, spiritually inclined. And I know that they're going to do great things and blah, 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 right? Right. The thanks to the moms may be a little further down the line, though. You know what I'm saying? When they can look back and see all the work that the moms have put in, when they sit back and see, you can't even, you know, there's not a building big enough to hold all the prayers of a praying mother and a praying grandmother. You know, I know for a fact that, you know, these children stay blessed and protected from between the mother's prayers and the grandmother's prayer. Mm-mm. And on both sides, you know what I'm saying? Grandmothers on both sides? Oh, no. Oh, no. These children are blessed and highly favored. Okay? But they may not be in a position to pop a collar on it. You know what I'm saying? They may not be in a position where they can look back and see all of mom's hard work. That's okay, mom. We're going to see it for ourselves, okay? We are going to recognize our own positivity that we put out there. So for those that have children, grown children, little children, it doesn't matter. I need you to celebrate yourself. You know, I need you to kind of pop your collar. I need you to look back on your accomplishment and say, hey, look, I did that. I did that. I nurtured that for years. I set an example for that for years. And so when you have that kind of energy going on and you know that you have done your work and continuing to do your work, you need to celebrate that. And what celebrating motherhood does is it allows everyone that has benefited from that mothering to have an opportunity to say thank you. It gives them an opportunity to say, you know, it is acknowledged. You know, we don't do enough acknowledging. We just don't. Think about this. When we're children, you know, we have a graduation from school every grade just about. And then also we have birthday parties. You know, this is when people sit around and sing happy birthday to you and all this other stuff. We have all these moments to recognize us. But as we get older, we don't do birthdays like that anymore. As we get older, we work and we work and we work. And when the paycheck comes for the work, whether it's a literal paycheck or it is, you know, a project coming to life or whatever, we rarely will get ours. I need that to stop. I need us to get ours. I need these children to be encouraged that they're going to get an opportunity to say, to have someone celebrate them. We need that. So absolutely, let's do the celebrating you. Let's focus on our positives. Let's continue to have positive moments in our life. Now, one thing about our positive moments is that you got to do the positive moments. You have to really put the energy forward, okay? You don't get to pop your collar on it if you didn't do the work. It feels empty when you don't do that. You know, you start to be like, ooh, you know, I don't want to cheat. You know, so if you're not doing the work, it's going to feel strange to pop your own collar. You know what I'm saying? So do the work, family. There's one prayer that we have in the devotion, the second devotions book that I love so much. And the prayer goes, you know, better a dry crust in a peaceful setting, you know, than to have a banquet in a house full of strife, you know. So it's better to have little in a good, loving environment than it is to have a lot when you are in a place where cutthroats, people that don't like you, people that don't appreciate you, all of that. So we have to really be able to say to ourselves, no, I'd rather take the crust and have that positive thing than to sit here with a banquet and not know who I can trust, who I can be with, who I can work with. Mm-mm. That's not what we want. That's not what we're looking for. When you are when you're working on your righteousness, when you're working on trying to be part of those things that please God, you have to learn how to move away from certain energies. And I know you're like, oh, yeah, you have to be able to move away. You have to be able to say what this crust of God is better than any of the bounties of the earth. And that's some real, that's real right there, okay? You have to really be able to train yourself. Hey, let me train myself to appreciate the crust. Let me allow myself to appreciate those things that I know are of God and that would make God happy. And that's what we have to be able to focus our energy on. And it is not easy. It is not easy, but it's worth it, okay? The harder the work, the more the sacrifice, I promise you, the better the blessing, the better the reward, okay? So from that point, from that standpoint, we can all feel better about celebrating ourselves when we know we've done the work. Yes, yes. And then also, and this is something that I have to do more of, you know, so I'm speaking to myself for half a second. I have to be better about joyfully looking ahead, okay? Joyfully looking ahead at my next positive accomplishment. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I, not sometimes, I like to think that I am a humble person. You know, I do God's work because it is to be done. And I feel, you know, no two ways about it. I just do the work. You know, I put my head down and I am, you know, I do my work. What I have to do is be able to say, and I'm doing this, especially with my 50th birthday coming up, right? I am working hard set to make my birthday something that I can celebrate with God. You know, sometimes some of the things we think about, work on, they're not really of God. They're not that positive, okay? If you're looking forward to the next Love and Hip Hop, I don't know if that's something you can really celebrate. You know, celebrate coming off of this fast after 30 days, oh, that's something you can celebrate. Oh, I hope everybody's celebrating. I hope, you know, I got plans. Whether I am out of town or not, I'm going to stop and just do something fun for me because I deserve it. I don't care. I mean, I've been saving up all month for it, whether I'm saving up my nickels or whether I'm saving up my calories or whether no matter what I'm saving up, I'm going to be ready to do some celebrating. That's definitely worthy of celebrating. I am celebrating already. I'm already looking forward to the event at the water. Oh, what a blessed event this is about to be. I'm ignoring the fact that it's cold as I don't know what outside. Down here in South Georgia, I think it may be 60 degrees. I went outside and had a shock. I was like, oh, okay. I'm ignoring the fact that Atlanta had ran out of gas. What in the world is going on? You know, I'm ignoring the fact, you know, and I hope and pray that my peoples in North Carolina are safe, that my peoples in North Carolina, I think the storm's coming through down that that Raleigh-Greensboro area. And so I'm hoping and praying that all my people are well, you know. We still are dealing with a housing situation. We're still dealing with some real problems in our world. We've had so many mass shootings that we can't even keep all this information straight. What? We've had so many mass shootings, we can hardly keep the information straight. So, with all of that, we have to find a reason to celebrate. We have to find a reason to make a joyful noise. We have to find a reason to sit here and say, you know what, God is good. Just like the people have went out of their way to tell me how wonderful they're doing, how wonderful God is treating them. They have hunted me down, come in the store, out the store, followed me, whatever. There's been someone, and it's kind of interesting because usually I'm the one trying to give good news. I'm the one trying to encourage people. I'm the one giving the inspiration. And this month, I'm telling you, 20 people called me, saw me, whatever, and had news that was just wonderful that they had to share. And I feel so honored and blessed to be part of the ones that they shared with, even though they didn't know what they were doing. They didn't know why they were sharing. They just knew that they had to. They were inclined to. You know what I'm saying? So I really want us to get into the habit of not only being able to look around us at any given time and to see something wonderful and to see something worth praising, to see something worth shouting. Not only do we have to get into that habit, we have to be able to teach our children this habit. Our children have got to be able to see what it looks like for mom to get hers. What does it look like, you know, for someone who you may see working and toiling and, you know, making a way out of no way and being there for others even before she's there for herself. You know, we have to show these children, hey, you can be something positive. We have to begin to show people how to make their own joy. You know, how many of us have those positive affirmations around our house? And I'm not saying in a book, you know, into a wonderful approach event or two. You already got some in the book. I already know that. I'm talking about how many people have them up and posted. How many people have them in places and spaces that they are going to see on a regular basis, and they come in contact with this positive affirmation at least twice a day? How many people have their positive affirmations in places where other people can see them, and other people will begin to speak these positive things in your direction? You know, everybody knows, I work in a prison. I was speaking to a man today who has lost his way. He's never found it. It's been gone a long time. And I asked him to write me 5 positive affirmations about himself right now. And he looked at me like I was crazy. You know, and he, an older gentleman, said, okay, for clarification purposes, you want me to write something positive about myself, where I am right now? He said, are you smoking? You know, what are you drinking? Have you read my file? Are your eyes open? I'm in jail. What do you mean, positive affirmations? What is positive about me? I said, oh, I'm so glad you asked. I, you know, as I'm sitting there and I'm rubbing my hands together like I'm a villain against villainy, you know what I'm saying? I am a tyrant against tyranny. I am the one. I said, oh, I'm so glad that you asked. So you can't see anything around you that might be positive? You have no idea what you could possibly have positive going on in your life right now? Not even 5 little things? Not even that? Okay. You've come to the right one. And, of course, these sessions are supposed to be very quick, 15 minutes. We were in there. I lost track of time after the first, you know, 45 minutes, an hour. But we worked. We were. This man had never thought of anything positive about himself. He didn't see it. What do you mean positive? And when you can't see your own positive things, when you don't see your own value, when you don't see the things that make you worthy of praise, of acknowledgement, of smiles, if you don't ever see that, then, yeah, you'll abuse your body. You will neglect your body. You won't think 2 seconds about somebody else abusing your body. So after we're going through this exercise, and I'm pulling teeth. I am an oral surgeon. I'm not just a dentist. I'm an oral surgeon at this point. And we're really having to dig deep and go back in his life. And he had to go and look around. And, I mean, there were moments when he was literally looking around like, you know, how is this working? What are you doing? How can you make this a positive? Show me what you're talking about. So as he's going through all of these mental challenges, right, and I'm right there with him. I said, oh, you got me. It's Wednesday. That means I am infused with the divine feminine. I got it dripping from me, okay? That means I woke up this morning determined to be the most righteous being I can be. Oh, I got you. I got you. I can find it. And we found it, and we came up with these positive affirmations. And he said to me, and he looked me in my eyes and said, I ain't never said nothing nice about myself ever. I have got to be all of 41, right? But looks like he's 61 because of the harshness of the life that he has lived. And he told me, I have never said anything nice about myself. He said, I don't remember my mother ever saying anything nice about me. And here you are in less than an hour, you found 5 things to say positive about me? I said, imagine what I'd do in the weekend. Just imagine. Just imagine what we're going to do next week. Just imagine what we're going to do 3 months from now. But the look on his face, the epiphany that was going on in his head, he didn't have no more time. He was like, I'm good right now. He was like, you know, really, I want to go to sleep. I was like, yeah, you know, this has been intense. I get it. But do you understand how powerful it is and how important it is? I said, now you got the words. Now you got to use them. You have to apply it. Do you think you can say these things about yourself? And he was like, yeah. He said, well, you said it first. I said, yeah, I did. Do you think you can say it? He's like, yeah, I do. Just like that. Having something to celebrate. Having something that means something, okay? Having those moments when you are connected with your highest power. Those are moments to celebrate. We have so many songs and prayers with us saying, hark, the angels sing. You know, a lot of the studies talk about the choirs of the angels and how the angels sing songs of praise, songs of joy. This is part of what angels do. They create energy and atmosphere and environment. That's part of a very big part of what they do. Okay? So if the angels can sing, why shouldn't you? And I'm not talking about singing words like Patti LaBelle. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about you got to become the next Whitney Houston. I'm talking about you just have to be able to sincerely express yourself to God. And who else could you express yourself? What else can you express yourself about better other than yourself? No one's going to be able to advocate for you in such a manner. No one's going to be able to go and to have these words better than you. I am hoping and praying, you know, these five positive affirmations, just five. These five positive affirmations that he created or that we created, I'm hoping that within a year he'll be able to create his own. He'll be able to say, you know what, in this year of removing substances out of my body, within this year of learning more and more positive things that I can do with my body, with my heart, with my soul, and my spirit, as I'm growing, as I am succeeding, I have some more positive things to say about myself. And so I'm hoping that next year, with all the positive growth that he has to do and hopefully can do, that even his affirmations will be more independent and will be more of a loving nature, and he'll be able to accomplish himself. That will be the celebration, to be able to go from a point where he couldn't even come up with words to be able to start to not only come up with them, but apply them, use them. Okay? So this is the work that we do. This is the work that we do. And in the work, we're celebrating. We're doing it joyfully. You know, everyone had, you know, we talk about the blessing that occurred down in Tampa. Oh, my God. Oh, it was so beautiful to be around that highly spiritual family, to be around those highly spiritual families as they're doing their highly spiritual work, and we're just kind of sitting in the middle of it. And what a great example of joy, of celebration. Everyone, every time someone came, you know, and got a chance to announce where their head belonged, there was claps and celebration, and, you know, there was all the beautiful anxiousness going in, and, oh, my goodness, what am I going to do with this, and what am I going to do about that, and we have all that wonderful, beautiful things going on, right? Those are all moments of celebrating ourselves, celebrating our small collective. It was beautiful. And we got to see some incredible spiritual workers in the middle of them doing their job. They did that. Oh, they did that. They worked from sun up to sundown doing heavy work, smiling, beautiful smiles the whole time. And it makes such a difference because it teaches like a grace, you know? I love it. I love it. In the middle of celebrating us, in the middle of the work to do, you know, one thing I love about A Wonderful Approach, we stay on the road. We stay on that highway. We get that work in. We're always finding ways to get together, to fellowship, to build, to celebrate, all that good stuff, right? Next weekend, yes, the 22nd, that Saturday, we will be back at the water. We will be doing our ritual, our annual ritual cleansing at the water. We have a number of additional cleansings and celebrations and just hard work and hard work and hard work. But it's hard work with a smile. We are smiling. We are putting positive things in place. We are building God's nation. We are getting people to recommit and rededicate themselves into God. We are setting the example of what happens when you do recommit and celebrate yourself and get back into your understanding of God. That's what we do. And so we're going to be doing that all together May 22nd. I am so pleased, so happy, so proud, so excited. I'm excited. I'm excited to see the celebration. You know, this is Talib's second fast. You know, I'm hoping that some people that got their first fast going, they'll be able to share with us, you know, at the water. How was it getting that fast in? You know, what was it like pulling on that high spiritual energy? What are those spiritual connections that you've been able to make since then? Tell us about that spirit. Tell us about how you're working hard to continue this work. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing. And God is right there with us. We got to keep God in the center. You know, for the last 30 days, we've been working on our gift baskets for God. Now that that is complete, baskets are sent. We've done our work. We've done it well. We've added whatever prayer we're going to add. You know, we've done our journaling by now. You know, we are in a complete state. My question is, and I've had a couple other people ask me too, what now? What are we going to be doing? There are some things I need to keep with this fast, and that's okay. That's wonderful. It's a blessing. And then there are things that we know we can go ahead and start to slowly start to incorporate them in our life. But as we celebrate ourselves, we should also be looking into how do we maintain this high level of positivity? How do we maintain this? I know, you know, many of us, we have to do our Wednesdays white, you know, we're doing our fasting, we're doing our praying. So not only are we maintaining the fast, every Wednesday we go right back to this fast. You know, half of us got finished yesterday. The other half is finished today. So every Wednesday we go back to this as a reminder for ourselves to keep ourselves pure and clean, righteous, also as a reminder to stay. We are ready and willing vessels. And also part of the sacrifice that we make in order to show and prove that we're responsible, positive agents of change, positive spiritual blessings, positive spiritual examples. This is all of who we are. And we have to be able to celebrate that. If you don't celebrate it, no one's going to want to do it. I'm so sorry. You have to. And there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with having fun. There's nothing wrong with smiling. There's nothing wrong with laughing and giggling. If you know me personally, you know I am a bit of a cut-up and love to have fun and tease with people and everything else like that. This is what we do because we're celebrating that excellence. We're celebrating that hard work. We're celebrating God's opportunity. Every time you start to feel as if you're doing a lot, you're doing the most, God is really, really trusting you with a lot. That's a blessing. Celebrate it. After the hard work, celebrate. After the hard work, allow yourself to say, I did that. I did it. Allow yourself to say, God walked me through that. That's what I'm always saying. God did that, okay? There are times when I can sit back and be like, I was a puppet. I was a puppet for God because there's no way in the world that I got that accomplished. Look at what you do and look at how much of that is for God. And this is when, you know, the old ladies in the church, they sit back and they say, oh, give God the glory. This is what they're talking about. This is what they're referencing to. Give God the glory. Because what they're saying is something positive just happened here. Something worth acknowledging just happened here. Also, when we celebrate ourselves, we celebrate the God part of ourselves. You know, I know as much as I do in the positive, as much as I do, I know it's because of God. So popping my collar, you know, and I say that, that's kind of, that means like, you know, what does pop your collar mean? All right, it means kind of to show gratitude, to show, what does popping your collar mean? Pop your collar means to have a nice pride and to be, to show something that's good. And, you know, as I go forward and I'm trying to show people the good and the blessing of listening to God, that's praising God. Because I know all blessings, I praise God from which all blessings flow. When you get in the habit of praising God because something good came up, even the things that come up beneficial for you, you will see as blessings from God. I know when I was giving birth to that boy, Lord have mercy, 22 years ago, when I was doing that work and I was praising God at the miracle of birth, I could also sit back and look and see, yeah, but you did a lot of huffing and puffing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, yeah. God was working, but Lord knows your vessel was working. You were all in. I see your commitment. I see your dedication. And it's a blessing. When you can say that, that's when you're getting somewhere. So don't hesitate. Don't hesitate. And even though the phone lines are full, everybody's quiet, okay, I'll accept that. But why are you quiet when I know you got something to celebrate? Why are you quiet when I know you got a shout up in you? And if you don't, like the man I had to work with today, you need to call me. We need to talk about this on the air, on the phone, messenger pigeon, whatever. We need to talk about how this phone line isn't lit with people having something to celebrate. How come we're not able to kind of turn around and look in our own individual lives and say, hey, this is a good job? You know, I know from the phone numbers I can recognize, I got a couple of them I got on speed dial, but the ones I can recognize, I can list 2 and 3 positive things about you right now. But you can't acknowledge one? So kind of like, come on, my people. Come on, don't be, this ain't the time or place to be shy. We celebrating. So I want to see you celebrate. And I want us to be able to celebrate with you, okay? So it's not about being braggadocious. Don't worry about that, you know. I'm not saying do this on a regular or get it engraved on your forehead. Or I'm not saying that. But we still need to have those moments where we can say, good job. Good job. Okay? So I want to work on that. I got a caller that would like to speak. I'm looking forward to hear. I want to celebrate with you. I want to celebrate you. So, you know, let's take a second and figure this out. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Greetings, Mother Seven. How are you this evening?
Oh, greetings. Greetings, my dear. Oh, Michelle, you, and how are you?
I am doing fantastic, honey.
You're at Iyamonite celebration. You're at Iyamonite celebration of life.
Oh, my goodness, sweetheart. I want to be her when I grow up, okay?
I sure do. Oh, my God. All that love, I'll take it.
I'll take it. It was absolutely beautiful. I was just blessed just by being in her presence, okay?
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Well, look. Tell me what you want to shout out. Shout out a blessing. Let me know something. I really want to hear it.
A blessing. I think my biggest blessing from God or even from my wishes is life itself.
Amen.
Being born, being saved, being protected from things that happen in my life. that could have been very catastrophic. To the point of almost dying, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, those things you try not to take for granted or shrug it off, but you know, when you look back, you know, I'm at that age. I made it there. You know, I made it here. You know, but you look back and you say, "Oh my goodness!" You know, how did you get through that? How did you get through that? One of my aunts in New York. When mom and my husband passed, she was always talking about, she said, "I don't know how your strength, you know," because after that, her husband passed. And she said, I don't know if I have that strength. And I said, yeah, you do. You know, it takes a little while, but you get through it. And then some days you just sit there and thinking like, wow, so much time has passed. Sometimes it doesn't even feel like it. You know,
I definitely do.
The same thing like you with your boys and me with my boys. You know?
Praying. Yes.
Praying hard.
Lots of praying.
Lots of praying.
Lots of praying. But you know, I look now and I see them doing their accomplishments, doing what feels good to them, doing what they want to do to try to make a difference in the world. And I'm blessed with that. So, it's good. It's good, honey, you know.
How wonderful.
Take care of myself and make sure I stay on my meds and make sure I stay healthy. And everything like that, and I thank God and my Rishis, Mother Oshun, for keeping me healthy and strong, so I can always be around for whatever might occur in my life, in my family's life, biological and non-biological, because you're all family. So you know. I can do whatever I can do to be a blessing to somebody else.
And you are that. You are that. Trust me, years and years and years and years of knowing you, working with you, serving with you, you are that. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're quite welcome.
All right, my dear. All right, deep in love. All right. Look, see, this is what I'm talking about. You have to celebrate that life. She said life itself. I love it. I love it. Well, look, I want to stay with the phone lines because I want to celebrate you. I want to be with you. I want to know about it. Let's share about it. Let's talk about it because you don't ever know who you could be inspiring. So, hey, we're going to roll with it. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Good evening. It's Melissa. How are you tonight?
Oh, Sister Melissa, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm having my celebratory pizza right now.
Look. Yes,
ma'am. I am.
I hope it's takeout, too.
It is. It is. Uh-huh. It is actually pretty good. It is really delicious. Well, I tell you, I miss these meats. But anyway.
Yes.
Last week, celebrates the fast. But I just want to tell you that earlier today, somebody on Facebook that I went to high school with, and we weren't even really friends in high school, but that's where I know her from. She had posted something about being alone, and she was, you know, having a pity party type moment for herself. And my response to her was, so since you feel like nobody is with you, what are you going to do for yourself to get yourself happy? And so she ended up reaching out to me on the IM, and she had said some things to me, and my response, she was explaining, like, what's going on. Like, I guess she has some issues with her guy thinking one of her friends might be, you know, having that kind of like affair thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it was some other
mm-hmm.
stuff. So I said, okay, sounds like you have some trust issues. You might want to talk to them both and, you know, both together and try to hash out, you know, where that's coming from. It sounds like you might have
yeah.
some self-love issues, and you might want to
yeah.
work on that before you even start to talk to them about the trust issues, because the self-love will actually help you identify some of your trust issues. And then I
mm.
learned something else about, you know, her faith and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just
mm-hmm.
digging up the fact that I have the tools from my wonderful
yes,
coach community to actually
yes.
say that to someone who I really don't even know that
yes.
well. I mean, my
yes.
own, my sister angels, they there for me mm-hmm. when I meet. When I don't reach out that often, but when I do reach out, they there for me. And
that
I appreciate
perfect.
That.
I'm just sitting back here blown away. You did that perfectly.
Well, yeah, I channeled my
perfect.
Little mama family. I was like, what would they say to me? You know, if you feeling this
exactly.
way, what are you going to do to get yourself?
Exactly.
In a, you know, and I'm thinking about all the things that I did this year, just to keep myself
yeah.
from going COVID crazy. You know, doing
yeah.
the daring stuff, getting in the sky, being elevated as high as possible,
ooh.
Just doing all these things that I could do for myself. Now I got my bees, and I had a moment where I was feeling a little overwhelmed, like I got bees now, and I still got to exercise, and I want to keep this going on, and I need to
yeah.
do better for next year. But on the whole, I'm proud of the work that I have done. It
amen.
Is no way close to the work that is needed. I still have way more work to do. Matter of fact, at work today on the phone, they keep me on the associate committee to like come up with ideas and things to keep
mm-hmm.
me around up. And I don't want to be on this committee, but they keep me on the committee. And so the only thing I chimed in for was the community service. And I'm like, look, I don't know what the bank is doing about folks being able to get together in groups, but if they are, I found something that we could do outside, blah, 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 blah. And so I'm like, I want to make sure I acknowledge that I actually sound different and that I
yeah.
am really reaching for more challenging things that make yourself better. I had a
yeah.
friend who scared me, like scared me. I thought they were suicidal. And the first thing I did when the phone disconnected, the first thing I did was, honestly, I called on their ancestors, was like, look, watch over him, please. I don't know what's going on. And then within a few more minutes, I got a phone call back, and the mood was different. And I was like, I don't know if I was disrespectful, but thank you so much, because I don't know, you know, I know we stomp on the ground. I know there's things that you do to call on them, and I did the best I could for that person. And so I'm like,
mm-hmm.
I got my tools. I put them to use.
Yes.
I still have my issues, but I got my tools, and I'm not afraid to use them. So, you know,
that
thank you for that
so
for that platform.
Perfect. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Boy, I gotta talk about you. I'm gonna put you on mute, but I gotta talk about you. Yep. Did she hit that one perfectly, family? Perfectly. Did she go straight into, well, where can you do for you right now? How can we put some positivity in place? Do we need to pray together? Man, I'm telling you, it could have been choreographed better. That's a wonderful approach right there. That is the whole idea and concept. That's everything. That is a wonderful approach. How can I help you, empower you to heal you? And we'll do it. I'll support you in this. It doesn't get better than that. Really. And the skills that you have and the skills that you left with her will give is enough so that she can build a little bit. If all she does is repeat what you've done, if all she does is repeat what you've said, she's done. She has everything that she needs right there. So that's definitely something to celebrate. Definitely something to celebrate. And understand, look,
We only trying to lead the horse to the water. We can't make him drink. Can't force them to do something they don't want to do. But really, if they're thirsty, they will drink. If it's time, they will drink. Okay? And so all we have to do is be that good Samaritan on the road, you know. All we have to do is support them where they're at. Don't take it from them now. Don't pick it up. It's theirs and it might be heavy. Don't pick it up. Look, family, I have had a wonderful evening. This has been, it's been an evening, okay? I'm not going to lie. This has been the end, to do this fast on the heels of the devotions, it was difficult. One of the more difficult Wednesdays we got, okay? At the same time, the fast is set up. You know, your body's already set up to fast. Your mind is already set up to fast. It's just a matter of you doing it now. That's it. Just you do it. You stay focused. And when you stay focused, everything happens for you. God only asks for a mustard seed. So tiny. God doesn't ask for, you know, constantly. God asks for a little bit, but when we give a little, he does a lot. So my thing is, if a little gets me a lot, where does a lot get me? Okay, I'm going to go all in. I want the whole thing, right? So, again, I want to thank everybody for calling in, for sharing your wonderful stories, for learning and reminding us what needs to be celebrated in you. What are you celebrating about you? Look around at your own accomplishments. I hope tonight y'all got to pull those affirmations out of the book. Having this information in your retreat journal doesn't do anything. It doesn't. That's like doing what you're supposed to do but just not doing it. You know, why for all that? Spend the time and do what you're supposed to do. Spend the time and really build what God has asked you to build. Let's be that good example all the way around, even when it comes to our celebrating, even when it comes to our positivity. It should have meaning, and it does have meaning. Let's celebrate that. Let's celebrate ourselves. So for all those I didn't get a chance to get to and still wanted to accomplish, wanted to write something down, wanted to share, write it down still. Just because the program's ending doesn't mean the celebration's ending. You know, when we get together at the water, I know Spirit has a couple of surprises for us, but I got some surprises too. We're going to do some things. We're going to do some celebrating, okay? We have to get accustomed to it, though. God did not make us mules. We're not beasts of burden. We're not supposed to just work, 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 and never have that break, never have that moment, never have that joy, okay? Joy, sunshine, beauty, these are all aspects of God. So, of course, he wants us to see it and acknowledge it. All the work that God spends on details, you think he wants you to overlook something as important as your own personal joy? All the intricacies of a snowflake, y'all. Snowflake. Now, if you've lived up north, you know there's so much snow, it's almost dangerous. There's so much snow up north that people die from how cold it gets. Okay? Do you know how many snowflakes that is? And each one is different. God spends that kind of time on snowflakes. I think he's paying attention to you also. I think that he really wants you to be well. And when I know that you spend that kind of time and energy on snowflakes, I know that you'll spend that kind of time and energy on me. And it makes me feel blessed, comforted, warm, protected, strong, beautiful. It makes me feel all of those wonderful things at once, knowing how important I am to God, knowing that God wants to watch over me, all of that. Okay.
spirits, like, don't forget that you wanted to say something special about the prayer.
Okay. As we're moving into prayer time, prayer is the key. Prayer is the beginning, the middle, and the end. When we are praying, we are practicing. Remember, we discovered. That's one of our new things. We discovered about our fast. When you are praying, you are practicing. You are practicing God's word. You are practicing God's intentions. You are practicing how we are to be, how we are to listen, how we are to respond. Prayer is practicing. And the more we get accustomed to God's word, of hearing God's word, the more we get accustomed to knowing what God's word means to us. Like I say all day, every day, make it personal. We're talking about personal relationships with God, okay? So when we say our prayers, we're learning. So I wanted first to go over that prayer I was talking about, prayer for humanity. Oh, I love it. Better a dry crust with peace and quiet than a house full of feasting with strife, okay? The crust of peace is better than a whole feast with strife. Can you imagine eating and still being empty on the inside? Can you imagine having a whole banquet in front of you and just being miserable? And then can you imagine the satisfaction that a crumb with God's righteousness, with God's holy people, how sweet that crumb is? A piece of crust. So let's spend that time and energy working on that, okay? Let's begin to really see what it is that we're working on. So we do a prayer every Wednesday night, and we did a prayer every single day during devotions. Now we're moving into Wednesday. But don't let that everyday prayer go. Don't let it go, family. Get into your prayers. So we were talking about joy. We were talking about celebrating. We were talking about, you know, all of those things that is needed to have a long, rich devotions life, have a long, rich spiritual life. There are a couple things that we need, okay? And joy is definitely one of them. And I want to say this real quick, and Lord Spirit, you jumping in here in the last minute, but because there is a moment of displeasure in your life, doesn't mean that you have a bad life. It means you have a moment of displeasure. Because you have a hardship going on in your life, does not mean you have a hard life. It means you have a hard moment. Okay, we have to stop kind of lumping things up in a lumping them up and throwing out the baby with the bathwater. And because one situation didn't work the way we wanted it to, we think, hey, none of the situations going to work. That's not true. And just because we have one area of our life that may not be the best, we're still struggling, we're still growing, we're still trying to make things happen. Okay, fine. It doesn't mean that your whole life is negative, that you, like, you don't have the things that you want and blah, blah, blah. No, no. I don't know anyone, rich, poor, famous, doesn't matter. I don't know anyone that can say they live a perfect life. We don't live perfect lives. We're human. We're flawed from the beginning. We are. So, you know, it is not a perfect situation. But we can still find joy where we are individually. You see? We can find joy. We can create happiness. We can create kindness. We can create all of these things. Okay? So, you know, and Spirit just had to have those words said before we
got out of here before we said the prayer, that because you have a rough patch doesn't mean you throw out the whole arm. It's one little patch, okay? And I'm not saying it's not uncomfortable. I'm not saying it's not distracting. I'm not saying it's not, you know, something you don't want to do. I'm not saying any of those. All I'm saying is that get past that and you'll see it's only one small part and you can keep going. We can be happy about other things, okay? I'm not going to be focusing on the clouds overhead. Well, I got plenty of sky, blue skies in other places. I'm not going to do that, okay? All right, a joyful noise. This is our prayer for the evening, all right? Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his sheep, we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen.